It's Thursday, June 6, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 151 days till the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. Well, Joe Biden has had a D-Day for the record books, and not in a good way. D-Day for Joe Biden is dump day. Now, it wasn't just the awkward moment where he squats over, appears to be confused. He then has to be escorted out of the event early. He then falls asleep. He then has to explain to the French president what's going on. It was just a landslide, pun fully intended, for Joe Biden today. So we're going to be covering that. The absolute state of Joe Biden is collapse. And I just don't know how they can roll with this guy. Unless they're just throwing in the towel for 2024, figuring Trump's too hard to beat, and just really preparing for 2028. I mean, this is an absolute disaster. This guy's an embarrassment of epic proportions. And he's really doing permanent damage. And it's not just him. And of course, even blaming any of this on him is not quite fair or accurate. But he is the president. He is the one they put in front of us. But the damage he's doing to the Democrat voter base is irreversible at this point. So we're gonna lean into that, as well as some other news around Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Then there's Trump, who gets set up last night by Hannity again. I can't believe this. And I remember watching the first Trump-Hannity interview a few months back when Hannity did the exact same thing, and watching it live and thinking, why the hell would Hannity do that? And then he teed it up for the left-wing media to attack him. And then he did the same thing last night. And so you have to wonder, I don't think Hannity is dumb. But how could he not know after the first setup, unintentionally, if you believe it's unintentional, that he was about to do the same thing with the way he asked Trump a question last night, and can't even frame it in a way to give Trump the ball to score the touchdown, because it's a winning issue. But Hannity sets him up again for failure last night. So you got that. And then the media is attacking Trump for another reason today. Imagine Joe Biden appears to soil himself and has to leave the 80th anniversary of D-Day ceremonies early. And the media is attacking Trump because he's on an airplane doing video conferences with World War II veterans. And they're saying, oh my gosh, look how disrespectful is he doing a video conference on an airplane. Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, Biden is crumbling right in front of the world. So we definitely got that. We got a little geopolitical news. We got a ton of video clips. And there's this struggle now with the left. And they did the same thing in Austin. But all the police departments are putting up the gay pride flag or different renditions. Now they got the trans symbols in there and the circles and the triangles and the pedos and everything. And then they'll have a fallen police officer and they'll be doing a ceremony for the fallen police officer. And they'll say, hey, do you think maybe we can put up the Blue Lives Matter flag? They say, no, the gay flag is more important. During the ceremony for a fallen officer, they say the gay flag is more important. I mean, that just says it all right.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Anniversary of D-Day, and there were major ceremonies taking place with world leaders, World War II veterans, and just a lot of razzle-dazzle. And, of course, Joe Biden was in attendance, embarrassing himself and the country while he was at it. Now, before I get into this, I'm not here to make jokes or... You know, this isn't a comedy bit. So let's get two things perfectly clear. It's sad. It's likely you in the audience have a grandparent or have had a grandparent or somebody elderly that you love in your life that's gone through struggles late in their life, multiple types, mental, physical, and it can cause anguish and it can be difficult. And so for Joe Biden's family to be putting him through this while he's going through it in the world stage, in front of the world with the cameras rolling, is quite despicable. So, yeah, we can cut jokes about Joe Biden running out in front of the media and bragging about how his butt's been wiped. And we can make jokes about how he crapped himself in front of the Pope. And there's multiple videos where he literally craps himself on the White House lawn, and then they have to change the policy for the media on the White House lawn because it was so bad. And now he has to walk with a gaggle and he doesn't go talk to the press because they can't have another time where Biden is standing with a diaper full of crap, diaper full of poop, literally, in the middle of the White House lawn without anybody there to help him. So, yeah, there's a comedy aspect to that. We can make fun of it. We can have a laugh, but that's not what this is about today. So... There's a difficulty there, but for the Democrats and the Biden family to put Joe on the stage, but you know what? I mean, he did it to himself too. So this isn't all on the family. So he deserves this in part. But today was an unmitigated disaster for Joe Biden and for the country, quite frankly. So this is a guy who's mentally impaired in his old age, physically impaired in his old age, and put it all on display for the world during the D-Day ceremonies. And there's kind of this weird even, I mean, you've got 100-year-old veterans that can walk and talk, 100-year-old World War II veterans that can walk and talk better than Joe. And then there's Joe, who can't even make it through a ceremony without either crapping in his britches or for whatever other reason they had to whisk him away in the middle of the ceremony and then falling asleep, shuffling around. It's really a disaster. Now, let's look at some of this. And, you know, it's almost a shame, too, because I was thinking about it. I mentioned it yesterday. On the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and this isn't to give any commentary on the war or the politics of it at the time, but just to say that it was a different age. Men were different. The military was different. Men like that just don't really exist anymore. And if they do, they're forced out of the system, or they're told they're bad, bad for society, politically incorrect. But these are the men that put it all on the line, that risked everything for the beliefs of freedom and independence and this country. Now, again, I don't want to hear the retorts of the politics or World War II or any of this stuff. I'm talking about the men that were in the military, that stormed the beaches, that believed in something and put it all on the line. That's what I'm talking about. It's a generation of men that just doesn't exist anymore. And now instead, I have to show you videos of the president of the United States potentially shitting in his pants during the ceremonies honoring those men. Now, when I first saw this video, and guys, just go ahead and roll video one. When I first saw this video, I thought, okay, and look, I'm no stranger here to calling it as it is with Joe Biden. When he stops in the middle of the White House lawn and takes a dump in his pants, we'll say it. But when I first saw this video, I was like, okay, did he just squat over and have a bowel movement he couldn't control? Or maybe he was just reaching for his chair and he was just confused about the moment. And so at first I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe he just kind of got confused there and thought he was going to sit down or reaching for his chair. And so maybe it wasn't him squatting down to crap. But then you kind of rewatch it, and Jill is obviously trying to say something to him. That's like his handler, his nurse in these times. So she puts her hand over her mouth to say something. Well, okay, maybe she's saying, hey, it's not time to sit down yet. Then you see Macron and his wife look over like something serious just happened there. Like that something serious just happened there. That's not just a man confused, but okay, maybe he's just confused. But you know, when you kind of review it, Macron and his wife look over like, hey, whoa, what just happened there? Was there a immediate scent? Was there a sound? There's definitely a reaction, but I'm still thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe he's just trying to sit and that's all that's really going on there. But Biden clearly is uncomfortable, clearly confused, and just a total embarrassment, and Jill up there having to coach him through the process. Well, immediately after that, Jill has to escort Joe out of the ceremony. And now you guys go ahead and B-roll me clip two. So right after that, Joe gets escorted off the stage, out of the ceremony by Jill. And some other Biden handler runs over there, probably a nurse, to get him taken care of. And then you see Macron is confused because this is supposed to be a joint event with the president of France and the president of America. They were both supposed to go over there and shake the hands of the World War II vets for another moment. And so then Macron gets confused and he's like, wait a second. Am I supposed to be going over there with Joe? I'm supposed to be going with him. But then they're like, no, you're supposed to be going over here. So I don't know if he was trying to protect Biden or he was like, no, he just had a moment. He had a problem. I got to go with him. And then they say, no, you got to go over here and shake the hands of the World War II vets. So then Macron ends up going over there and doing that. Imagine that entire moment would have been completely spoiled. No pun intended there. The World War II vets, there's few of them left. Few left of the men that stormed the beaches on D-Day. And again, forget about the politics. Just forget about the politics. You're there. This is your ceremony. The president of France, the president of the United States. It's a big ceremony. It's a big deal. And then Joe Biden almost spoils the whole thing, and then you don't get to be there, and then they don't come over and shake your hand. They don't come over and congratulate you, hear your stories, all because Joe Biden can't control his bowel movements. Thank God Macron ended up running over there. Otherwise, it would have been a complete disaster. Probably better that Biden didn't go over there anyway. But it was almost, they had to cancel the entire handshake line. They had to cancel the entire meet and greet. Talk about disrespectful. But Macron ends up going over there anyway. And out, and an absolute disaster. So then I saw that and I'm thinking, okay, he probably soiled himself. And they had to go change his diaper. They didn't want him walking around in that state. And so they completely skipped the handshakes part of the ceremony. And immediately after that moment where he crouches over and something happens, Jill Biden runs him away. So I originally thought maybe he was just confused, trying to sit. Maybe that's what's going on. It could be that way. But then immediately after, when he's whisked away and walking with his legs delicately, even though he always does that, and then Macron is confused, and then some handler runs over there to help Joe, and then Macron is confused, and he says, okay, well, I don't know. I'm supposed to be going with him, but I'm supposed to shake your hands, and then ends up going and shaking the hands, thank goodness. So after I saw that, I said, yeah, okay. Now I think Biden crapped himself in front of the world during the 80th D-Day ceremonies. Well, after they got him fixed up, after they changed his diapers and whatever else goes down, he came back out of the presidential motorcade and the SUV that they were changing him in, I guess. And so he gets out in clip three here, guys. Go ahead and give me clip three. And so now he gets out of the vehicle and is completely dazed and confused, has no idea what's going on. And so it just gets worse and worse. So I don't know if this was after they changed him or if they had to get him on some medicine or what was going on. Now, and there he is completely dazed and confused, not knowing what's going on. Now, keep in mind, when this happened, I think it was at the Vatican when this happened the last time, or it might have been even at the White House. But do you remember he came out with a different pair of pants? So at least this time they had the right pair of pants to match his jacket, because the last time this happened, they had mismatching pants and he had to come out with different pants on. So at least they have the right pants on at this deal. And then, obviously, having to explain to the French President Macron what the hell just happened, because he just completely left the ceremonies. So they regather as they go to the next part of the ceremony, and here's what he says to Macron in clip five. And then he stumbles down the walkway into Macron and into his wife, Jill, as he falls behind, shuffling his legs. Now play that again. The audio is a little hard to hear, but he says something about how his advance team said he had to leave first. And then it sounds like he said, because I was going to blow up the audience. So try to hear that. And I only have one earpiece in here, so it's a little harder to hear that stuff with one earpiece. But I was listening to it before I come in. It says something like, My advance team said I had to be the first to leave, and then it sounds like something about blowing off the audience or blowing up the audience. So play it again. My advance team said I got to be the first one to leave, first one to blow up or show up. It's hard to hear. But obviously he wasn't supposed to leave. Something happened that made him leave, and he's there apologizing to Macron, explaining that, oh, making up some excuse. Now, what I think he's trying to communicate, it sounds like he ends up saying blow up, and that's kind of funny. It's what happened to his pants. But I think what he's saying something like he didn't want the attention to be on him, or he was supposed to be the first one somewhere else so that he could have the attention on him. It was, hard to read exactly, but it really doesn't even matter. The point is that he left a ceremony, he had a medical incident, and they had to go take care of him, and then he came back and he basically had to apologize or have an excuse as to why he just completely left his post at the ceremonies. So this is how bad it is, folks. Oh, and then to cap things off, he fell asleep during the ceremony, and here that is in clip four.
Au-dessus de nos têtes, des énormes obus de nos navires de guerre. Certains de ces au-dessus de nos têtes, des énormes obus de nos navires de guerre. Certains de ces.
So, there it is. Now again, we can make jokes and that's fine. It's funny. You know, Joe Biden comes out and tells the media, what was that? I think that was in 2017. That wasn't long after he was elected. And maybe we have that video ready. I don't know. And he comes out and says, my butt's been wiped. And everybody's like, well, what is he talking about? Does he regularly soil his pants and they have to go wipe his butt? Does he have a presidential butt wiper? He comes out and says, my butt's been wiped. And then the incident at the Vatican, and then the incident on the White House lawn, and now the incident today. And we can make jokes. And maybe he didn't crap his pants today. Some medical event happened. Some emergency happened. They had to rush him off the stage. It doesn't even matter. I mean, again, you probably know somebody that has similar issues that are old in age, and it's not fun to deal with. It's not fun to deal with, and it's embarrassing for them, and it's an anguishing thing, and... But this is the president of the United States. This is the world stage. He's representing the United States of America. And he has to leave in the middle of the D-Day ceremonies. He doesn't go and shake the hands as they're supposed to. He confuses the president of France. And it appears to be a medical emergency, potentially of the number two type, yet again. So again, we can make jokes. It's funny. Joe Biden is such a joke. He crapped his pants everywhere he goes. This is an embarrassment for the nation. This is an embarrassment to the World War II veterans that are few and far between now that showed up to be there. And it's disgusting that the Democrats are forcing this guy to run for office again. So here's the video from a couple years ago that kind of started the whole thing, when out of nowhere, Joe Biden walks up to the press and announces that his butt has been wiped.
My butt's been wiped.
That's interesting. And I guess it's funny for him. So, this is bad. This is bad. This is our representation to the world. This is the supposed leader of the free world, the United States of America. This is a guy who they're about to run for office again. This is an absolute disaster. This is an absolute disaster. And the crew is just pulling up all these other videos where he just abruptly leaves these big ceremonies. Here he is just abruptly leaving the Thanksgiving ceremony. And yeah, I guess you would have to do that when you have a dookie in your pants. But maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He can't do the job. And it's not even close. He's a complete embarrassment. This whole thing is a sham. His family should be ashamed. The Democrat Party should be ashamed. The American people should be upset that this is our representation on the world stage. He can't even hack it during the D-Day ceremonies. Can't even stand up there. All he had to do was stand up there, shake some hands of World War II veterans, and he couldn't even make it. And then takes a nap in the middle of the ceremony. Who is going to vote for this guy? Who supports this? Part of you says, yeah, okay, run Joe Biden again. Go ahead. If you're a Trump supporter, that's like the best possible scenario. Another part of you is like, this is such an embarrassment. Is this how far our country has fallen? Is this how bad it is in Washington, D.C.? Is this the true state of the Democrat Party? By the way, he then makes this statement to CBS News talking about the geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and Russia. Biden says this in clip six.
Let me ask you about what Vladimir Putin said last night about this authorization of American weapons inside Russia. He said the supply of high-precision weapons to Ukraine for strikes on Russian territory is direct participation in this war. He went on to say that this is the way to serious problems and again talked about Russia's nuclear capabilities. Does that concern you?
I've known him for over 40 years. He's concerned me for 40 years. He's not a decent man. He's a dictator. And he's struggling to make sure he holds this country together while still keeping this assault going. We're not talking about giving them weapons to strike Moscow, to strike the Kremlin, to strike just across the border where they're receiving significant fire from conventional weapons used by the Russians to go into Ukraine to kill Ukrainians.
Now, that's basically just gobbledygook. He basically just babbled his way through that, and he looks weak and pathetic. I mean, the whole thing is an embarrassment. But let's address this. So aside from the actual physical appearance of weakness and just struggling to even sit there and be present during the interview, he says Putin is struggling to keep Russia together. I mean, folks, this is such a misrepresentation of the reality. And I don't care what you think about Putin. He's good, he's bad, whatever. Russia is united behind Putin. Russian patriotism is like at an all-time high in recent history under Vladimir Putin. And to not understand that is to be ignorant. But when he talks about strikes in Russia, and he says, he babbles through it. Oh, at the border and where they're coming from and the attacks and where the weapons and blah, blah, blah. He's saying that they want to attack at the border of Ukraine and Russia. But am I to believe he doesn't even understand? Russia has already advanced well into Ukraine. They control most of the territory in eastern Ukraine. And they're advancing without any resistance. So what is he talking about? Does he really not know that? Or is he trying to just be like, oh yeah, we're not going to strike Russia, but maybe some of Russia, maybe.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, imagine after this horrific performance from Joe Biden on the D-Day ceremonies, Antony Blinken goes on a cable news interview and says this in clip 7.
The same resolve that the extraordinary men and women that we're celebrating today showed then, he's showing now. Because they did what they did, we're here today. And we not only have a responsibility to honor what they did, but the real way to honor it is to make sure that we're good in our time, in our moment, in standing up to the challenges that we face. And one of those we see now is aggression from Russia, not only against Ukraine, but against the very principles at the heart of the international system that were put in place after World War II to try to make sure that we didn't have another world war.
As his State Department is starting one. I mean, that is so sick. He compares Joe Biden to the men that stormed the beaches of Normandy. That is truly disgusting. And then acts like their campaign of money laundering and weapons laundering and political influence in Ukraine is comparable to World War II. It is comparable to fighting against the Nazis. When it was Russia that defeated the Nazis, it was Ukraine that had the Nazi holdouts that are still there. I mean, it's hard to see that this administration can go any lower, except we all know it will. It's hard to see how they could get any lower, how they could stoop any lower. I mean, today was bad. And I mean, you can look at some of the bad things. Joe Biden checking his watch in front of the Gold Star families and everything else Joe Biden has done. This was a low, low day. For Joe Biden to have to walk away from the D-Day ceremonies, walk away from the World War II vets, and then Blinken compares Joe Biden to World War II veterans, compares Joe Biden to the men that stormed the beaches on D-Day, compares the fight against Russia to the fight against Nazi Germany. These are sick, sick people. Truly. And then they'll attack Donald Trump, who posted a video. He's on Trump Air, and he does a video conference with D-Day heroes, some of the last remaining World War II veterans. He posted this video, clip 14, to his Truth Social account.
Well, it's an honor to listen to you. It's a real honor. Go ahead. Let me hear it. And I have all the time you want. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
I think we're going to. I want to thank you all, and I'll make you a deal. I'll see you in the White House in January, okay? You'll be my first group. I'll see you in the White House in January, okay?
Mr. President,
so as Joe Biden is running away from the D-Day veterans after a medical emergency, Donald Trump is doing video conferences with them saying, you have all the time you need with me. We've got all the time for you. And you have the Democrat propaganda accounts on X attacking Trump. It's like, this is just crazy. Trump honors World War II vets with a Zoom call on his loud aircraft, which he squeezed in on the way to his political rally in Arizona. No external mic. He had to check that they could hear him. The audio doesn't sound that great. All indications that he had nothing planned for D-Day. From the Democrat propaganda account, Patriot Takes. Nice attack. Nice. How can the Democrat Party stoop any lower than they currently have? They're going to have to keep digging that hole. By the way, the Biden X account posted this morning. We will never bow down to dictators. He says, to surrender to bullies, to bow down to dictators, it is simply unthinkable. Make no mistake, we will not bow down. This is the same guy that mandated the vaccines. This is the same guy breaking the law to buy votes. Biden is the dictator. And it's funny because 99% of the replies here to this post are calling him the dictator. Isn't that amazing? Where are all these Biden supporters anyway? You've got the paid for propaganda accounts. And that's about it. And then I guess the Democrats that have to at least feign support for Biden at this point ahead of the election. Every single reply to this post was calling him the dictator. And we're fighting Russia's dictatorship. They just canceled elections in Ukraine, and Zelensky is no longer a legitimate president. But he's fighting the dictators, he says. That's what he says. And boy, maybe they can go lower. I was avoiding this as long as possible. This is painful to watch. These are celebrities, as they call themselves. They say, oh, look at us celebrities. You know, we're in Hollywood films, you know. Yeah, you don't really have the pull or the aura that you're used to as a quote-unquote Hollywood celebrity. Now people kind of view you naturally with disdain because of your arrogance and your entitlement and your complete disconnection from the average human. And that's the least of it. Those are the things that we can see clearly. What goes on behind the scenes is another story. But so these are Hollywood celebrities, and they've done this how many times? This is their new compilation video. Celebs against Trump is what they call this. Oh my gosh, you're a Hollywood celebrity. Oh, you're rich and famous. Oh, tell me how to live, please. Oh my gosh. It's like, that's how we view them. Play the clip.
You have an obligation
to be a part of that decision.
You might think it's not important. You might think you're not important,
but that's not true. And the only way we can prove that to you is by having lots of famous people.
Lots of famous people.
Lots and lots of famous people.
Just a shit ton of famous people.
But you only get this many famous people together if the issue is
one that truly matters to all of us.
A disease or
ecological crisis or
a racist, abusive coward who could permanently damage the fabric of our society.
Do the math.
Do we really want to give nuclear weapons to a man whose signature move is firing?
Firing things?
Wow, but we can end this nightmare before it begins.
We can save the day.
For our children.
For our children.
For our children.
For our communities.
For our communities.
Yeah, you're
for
all
our
communities. Heroes.
For America.
For America. For America.
Oh, yeah, you love America.
All it takes is all of us.
All of us.
All of us.
We cannot pretend both sides are equally unfavorable.
We can't say one vote doesn't matter.
Your vote matters.
Your vote matters.
It affects everything.
Not just the presidency, but the Senate.
The House.
Your local officials. Immigration.
Immigrant. Student debt.
Common sense gun laws.
The Supreme Court.
See, this isn't just an election. It's a tipping point.
For the country.
For the world.
For your world.
Now, again, I've been avoiding covering this because it's just, a bunch of celebrities telling me to listen to them. Like, I couldn't care less, and neither could you. But, you know, I'm seeing the lacking. There's a lacking here in the commentary. My question is, what blackmail do they have on all these celebrities to get them to do that? There's no way this is organic. There's something else behind this, right? I mean, they're scared of Trump getting in there, or they're scared of something else. You don't do that organically. There's something else behind that. I don't know what it is, but it's whatever it is, it's nasty.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
People will do commentary on InfoWars or some news hit that I did or interview that I did. And it happened again last night. And I'd never heard of these guys, and they weren't even that bad. But they were covering the video, and they were making jokes about the products at InfoWars.com. And I noticed something about the guys there, because you know I take that a little personally. I don't promote something that I don't either use myself or know is good. I just won't do it. And so I took it a little personally, even though they were kind of complimentary of me. Quite frankly, I took it a little personally when they were insulting the products. And you know, I noticed, I was like, you know, all of these guys here are all very unhealthy looking. Overweight, probably couldn't do 10 push-ups, 10 pull-ups, run a mile. And they're going to sit here and talk about health and health products that I take. I say I'm a product of the products because I truly am. And it's just like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, clearly. So I just noticed that. And so the reason I bring this to your attention is because I am a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I wouldn't promote these products if I didn't know that they were good, if I didn't use the products myself. And so, yeah, I take that personally. And I say, oh, really? You're gonna talk about the products that you've never tried while you're overweight and unhealthy and probably couldn't do 10 push-ups, 10 pull-ups and run a mile? Okay. So I can do 10 push-ups. I can do 10 pull-ups. I can run a mile. So I take my health very seriously, and I take the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So I wouldn't promote them if they weren't great. But, you know, I took that a little personally. And so I don't really like that when unhealthy people want to talk about health when they have no idea what they're talking about. So I can tell you firsthand. Now, for me, I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete for blood flow, but other people prefer Nitric Boost. They both have very similar effects. It's all about cardiovascular health. It's all about healthy blood flow, vasodilation. You can go either way. Some people prefer Nitric Boost. Some people prefer VasoBeat. I prefer VasoBeat Complete just because I can mix it in a drink. I'm already like maxed out on how many supplements I take a day. I mean, it's probably like almost 30 pills a day I'm taking. So it's like, I really don't want to take another pill in Nitric Boost. But VasoBeat Complete, I can just take a couple droppers of that liquid tincture, put it in my drink. Good for blood flow, good for cardiovascular health. So I prefer that. But both of them 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got Bodies as well. And, oh man, I'll tell you, the Bodies comes in clutch, especially after nights like last night where I'm up at the basketball gym playing for like 2 hours with these young guys, these college guys. It's kind of hard to keep up with them sometimes. And you play for 2 hours with the younger guys, you're a little stiff, you're a little sore, but I get the relief from Bodies, also 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the turmeric in there, mostly, that gives you that anti-inflammation, anti-stiffness, and joint relief in Bodies from InfoWarsStore.com. All the products are great. Super summer kickoff sale happening now. 40% off some of the top-selling, top-rated supplements like the ones I just mentioned, plus many more happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's do the Hannity bit here. Do we have the time? I think so. Now, why Trump? Look, I don't advise Trump, and he makes his own decisions. I'm sure he has a reason for it, but I do scratch my head sometimes. Why Trump goes to the mainstream media that was against him in 2016? Why he gives people interviews that don't do anything for his campaign and will even likely attack him regularly or not even vote for him? I don't know. But Trump goes on Hannity, who obviously has a big audience. So that's fine. And I guess he views Hannity as a friend now, or friendly enough. So he goes on Hannity last night. And I'm tuned in. It's like, okay, let's hear from the president. I guess this is the first big interview he's done since the verdict. And right out of the gates, Hannity sets him up. And Hannity is smarter than this, or maybe he's not. How are you going to frame the question that set President Trump up months ago that caused this whole media storm of attacks against him? He's going to be a dictator. And then you set him up with the exact same question. Now I'll show it all. And here's the proof. Maybe this is the proof it was a setup, intentionally, unintentionally, but here's the first part of the question: Hannity setting Trump up as the dictator, and then MSNBC covering it in clip 13.
People are claiming you want retribution. People are claiming you want what has happened to you done to Democrats. Would you do that ever?
Look, what's happened to me has never happened in this country before, and it has to stop because...
Wait a minute. I want to hear that again. It has to stop.
Well, it does have to stop because we're not going to have a country.
And if you're elected, what does that mean? Define that.
Look, what I've gone through, nobody's ever gone through. I'm a very legitimate person. I built a great business.
Focus on those that want people to believe that you want retribution, that you will use the system of justice to go after your political enemies.
So, number one, they're wrong. It has to stop because otherwise we're not going to have a country. Look, when this election is over, based on what they've done, I would have every right to go after them. And it's easy because it's Joe Biden and you see all the criminality.
Will you pledge to restore equal justice, equal application of our laws, end this practice of weaponization? Is that a promise you're going
to
make?
You have to do it. But it's awful. Look, I know you want me to say something.
No, I don't want you to say. I'm asking.
But I don't want to look naive.
I don't want
what
to.
What they've done to the Republican
Party.
There's
Trump realizing he got set up again.
They want to arrest on no crime. I will do everything in my power not to let. But there's tremendous criminality here. What they're doing to me, if it's going
now,
to continue,
pause it real
we're
quick.
Really not going
pause
to.
Pause it real quick and. Let me just say this, because I tweeted this out last night. It went massively viral. Hannity sets up Trump again. Shame. And there's all kinds of responses, and there's some other clips. I'm just going to forego playing those clips. You get the point, and you'll see some of the response here, proving, again, unintentionally or not, that that was a setup, just like Hannity did before. And people are saying, well, what do you want him to do? He's got to address it. Well, first of all, and Trump's his own man, but I can't believe somebody isn't giving him at least a better presentation to answer this. It's really simple. It's not about retribution. It's not about political persecution. That's what they're doing to me. I'm talking about justice, and I'm talking about going about against the criminals that have run our government for decades. And you know, some sort of a detailed message, and just really, I mean, flush it out. Have a statement ready to go. It's not odd. It's not unique. When there's a big story like this, you have a statement ready to go. So I don't know how he doesn't have that ready to go. And Hannity sets him up for a second time to fail. And again, here's the proof. That was an MSNBC compilation of what they want Trump to, so they can pose Trump as the dictator again. So here's MSNBC coming out of the clips, but just finish it off.
Country left.
Okay, Willie, help me out here. First of all, no criminality. This was not Biden's Justice Department in the criminal trial in New York City. It was a jury of Donald Trump's peers, 12 people.
With a man who came from the Biden DOJ.
Just to regular meetings with the DOJ. Right there. But also Hannity, Mr. Softball, setting him up, saying, come on.
Setting him up.
Come on. You wouldn't actually.
So there you go. So you get the point. Now, all Hannity had to do was, I mean, he doesn't have to come out and apologize, but he set him up the first time. Here's the video of it happening the first time, and tell me if anything sounds familiar here in clip 10.
The media has been focused on this and attacking you under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Retribution.
Except for day one.
Except what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border, and I want to drill.
Okay, except for one day. Okay, so that's good. So remember that? Oh, retribution, all the headlines. Retribution, all the media. Retribution. Dictator for a day. Dictator for a day. So, okay, maybe it's an innocent mistake from Hannity. Didn't phrase the question favorably or right. And then he comes around for the second time, and Trump lets him do it a second time. A second time. And now they run the same thing. The message here is clear. The message here is clear. The criminals are the ones going after Donald Trump. It's not retribution. It's well and long overdue justice.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There are many claims that Russia has fared better than most big countries during this deadly era of fake pandemics and experimental mandated shots. And so I traveled to Russia last December to see for myself. What I learned was that this is true, but the government is not to credit for this. While elements of the Russian Federation do protect and preserve the Russian people and their culture, the evidence shows that they were administering the same deadly shots as we've seen in the West. The number of deaths in Russia during the rollout of their vaccines exceeded 2.4 million people, making it the worst year of deaths since 1945. Data shows a correlation between vaccination and the increase in morbidity and mortality. And the head of the Russian Ministry of Health urged pregnant women to get the shot, saying it will contribute to a more comfortable and safe pregnancy. It's not the government that is saving the Russian people. It is the people themselves. What I noticed the most about the Russian people is that they are far more united than the American people. And everyone I've talked to here has told me that during the mask mandates and vaccine push, the majority of people unitedly ignored them. The police wore their masks below the chin and didn't enforce them on the people. And employers were forging documents to show vaccination when there was none. They were not fooled, and they had each other's back. Many have told me that this unity is a result of generations of hardship that has embedded the importance of community into every Russian psyche. And I am sure that this is a big part of it. But there is another big factor that has contributed to their unity, which can be adopted by anyone. Repentance. Orthodox Christianity used to be the official religion of Russia. It was made illegal during the Soviet Union, and when communism fell, Orthodoxy reemerged in a massive way. Within the first few years, over 20 million Russians were baptized, and many of these people believe that the nation must repent for allowing the Romanov family to be brutally executed by Bolsheviks during the revolution. Millions of Russians believe that repentance is the only thing that will save Russia. I've heard many American Christians say that America must repent as well. But before I came to Russia, I did not understand what repentance was. According to St. John Chrysostom, the purpose of repentance is for healing and transformation. There are five paths, and they are so simple that they can be practiced by anyone without submission or conformity to any dogma or belief. The first path of repentance is contrition, or the condemnation of your own sins. In order to improve at anything, you must be aware of your weaknesses. If you want to become a better carpenter, then you need to be aware of what makes you a poor one so that you can change those things. The same goes for everything. And if you want to become a good person, you have to be aware of your own shortcomings. The second path of repentance is forgiveness. It is the overlooking of another person's sins. This is not saying that laws and justice should not be upheld. It is saying that when you are focused on other people's shortcomings, you are wasting time that should be focused on your own. We have no right or power to compel others, but we do have the power and the responsibility to change ourselves. The third path of repentance is prayer, specifically prayer that is impassioned, focused, and comes from the heart. Taking the time to turn our thoughts away from worry, desire, and the mundane, and cultivate the frequency of love and gratitude. The power of prayer has been scientifically measured, and consistent group prayer has lowered crime in the areas it was practiced in. The fourth path of repentance is kind deeds towards others. The world is full of opportunities to show compassion and generosity to others in need. And the fifth path of repentance is humility, becoming more humble in our thoughts, words, and actions. According to these teachings, one must simply choose at least one of these paths each and every day. This is about taking responsibility, which is the root of every healthy society. And the outcome is quite clear. The more people practicing these five simple paths, the more their society will heal and transform. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
So Trump is about to have a big fundraiser in San Francisco. Talk about going into Democrat liberal territory. Expecting big donations from Silicon Valley, even, at this fundraiser in San Francisco. Is Trump making a play for California? Well, the Democrats have a response, and I don't know how Trump survives it, folks. They're bringing back the 30-foot-tall Trump chicken. If you recall, the 30-foot-tall Trump chicken, and now they're going to put, or I guess they have already done this before, they're going to put the prison gown over it. How Trump survives this, I don't know. Now, this blow-up Trump chicken is actually hilarious. And, if I was Donald Trump, I'd try to get a photo in front of it. And I'd just own it. Say, hey, look at this giant inflatable chicken they made. Supposed to look like me. I'd own that. That's pretty awesome. In fact, I'd try to buy it if I was Trump and use it at campaign events and then take it to his campaign events and blow it up. I mean, that thing is hilarious. So this is how they're going to defeat Trump. It's a giant inflatable chicken and they're going to have it on display when he's at a fundraiser. He'll make millions at this fundraiser and they're going to have it on display. Maybe afterwards he should buy it with some of the donations. There it is. To me, that chicken is awesome. It's the Trump inflatable chicken, and I want it at my next birthday party. And so thank you. Thank you, Democrats, for adding more hype and more fanfare to Trump's upcoming campaign event in San Francisco. Now the chicken is going to be a draw. The chicken is going to be a draw. I'm not even kidding. I would set up a photo booth. And I would charge people money to take a photo with the Trump chicken and use that to fundraise. I'm dead serious. The Trump campaign needs to take my free advice here. I'm giving this advice for free. $1 million advice here. Sell photos. Maybe Trump can pose for them. Sell photos with the Trump chicken and fundraise. I mean, yeah. you think they'll bring back the chicken after that? Donald Trump raises thousands of dollars by Trump supporters posing with Trump chicken. Mass, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. I want this chicken. Massive. No, put that headline back up. Massive inflatable Trump chicken is back. In San Francisco Bay Area. It's back. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Trump's a dictator. So that's how they're putting him in prison. He's a dictator, but they persecute him and put him in prison. I mean, this is hilarious. If I was Trump, I would do a massive trolling here. I'd try to get a picture with it with a big grin on your face. If I was the Trump campaign, I'd somehow turn this thing into a fundraiser. I mean, just make them own it. But oh no, you got us now. Oh my God. Oh, is that an inflatable chicken? Holy smokes. Well, I can't vote for Trump now. Did you guys see? There's a 30-foot tall inflatable chicken that looks like Trump. You can't vote for that. Yeah. The chicken man. Oh, do we go back to the Trump chicken? I mean, come on. So, well, they got him now, folks. The Trump chicken is back, and that's it. Now it's over for Trump. It's over for Trump now because of the Trump chicken. They defeated him. Yeah, it's over now, Don. Sorry. Did you see our chicken? You might as well not even come to San Francisco. No, I'm serious. I would fundraise off it. I'd take a big giant picture with a big grin on my face. All right, but getting serious, this is Andrew McCabe. Corruption at the highest levels is what this guy represents. So, of course, now he works for CNN. And, oh, it's the same thing. Hannity sets him up for this commentary. What do you know? Intentionally or unintentionally, this is the result. But notice, do you catch any irony of these comments from Andrew McCabe on CNN and clip 15?
It's great to have you here because
it's few great
people
to have
know
corrupt
the
FBI
inner
official.
Workings of the FBI better than you do. And you've also personally experienced the pressure from Donald Trump. And when you see him promising this wholesale takeover of the Justice Department, I wonder how you worry about what that would look like.
Yeah, Caitlin, I mean, I worry a lot about it. And I think it's, you know, when you think about these things and you try to predict how Donald Trump is going to react or the steps he's going to take, you really don't have to go any further than listening to the things he says and does. I mean, his comments recently are offensive and horrendous, but they're not surprising in any way. He's been saying this for quite some time. I will be your retribution is his refrain to his supporters. So, you know him, you know what motivates him. He is not a person who's driven by principle or ideology. He is someone who's entirely transactional. And if he feels like he's been wronged in some way, then he focuses on revenge and vengeance. And so he's made it perfectly clear that that's what he's going to do. And in the process of seeking that, he is going to really, he runs the risk of really dismantling and greatly incapacitating the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that is something Americans on both sides of the political aisle should be worried about.
Oh, yeah.
We
yes.
depend on those institutions to protect us.
Well, what do you think what do people inside the FBI think when they hear a comment like that?
You know, it's terrifying. It's frightening. I have a lot of conversations with former colleagues, people who are or were in the intelligence and law enforcement community and may have worked in, the Obama administration, other places. And, people are really trying to assess, like, what is life going to be like if Donald Trump wins a second term? And on a very personal level, I mean, these are torturous discussions with their family members about whether or not they have to leave the country to avoid being unconstitutionally and illegally detained. I mean, people are actually worried about being thrown in jail or grabbed in some sort of extrajudicial detention. And I think, as crazy as this sounds in the United States of America, I think people should really consider that these are
in the United States
possibilities.
Of America.
Listen to what
You're
the man says.
Me.
He typically does what he says, as crazy as it seems. And that's really all the indicators you need.
Now, did anybody get the irony here? Anybody hear the irony of that statement? Yeah. I mean, I guess I could speak from personal experience, actually. I was put in prison by the Biden DOJ for my speech. In fact, my lawyer's coming on in the third hour to talk about it. Oh, what's that in the news today? Judge orders Steve Bannon to report to prison on July 1st for contempt of Congress sentence. Does Hunter Biden have to go to jail for contempt of Congress? No? Steve Bannon is the one? Oh, okay. So at the baseline of this, how many prisoners has the Biden administration, how many political prisoners has the Biden administration locked up? Hundreds? Thousands? Peter Navarro still in prison? By the way, let me just say this too, because I don't know if Peter Navarro is getting a lot of letters or not, and I did when I was in prison, and it meant a lot to me. I am not allowed to contact, as part of my probation, any prisoners, and I did request from my probation officer, who I think is a nice person, and I have no problem with him. So I requested permission to send Peter Navarro a message, very, very vanilla, just very like, hey, praying for you, hope you get through it. When I was in prison, letters meant a lot to me, so I hope this letter finds you well. If you'd like me to write you more, I have no problem. Owen Troyer. That's basically the entire gist of the letter. And I was rejected. I was rejected from sending that to Peter. So you know what? Maybe go ahead and send him a nice message. Make sure he's not been forgotten as he spends his final last months finishing his sentence. And, you know, maybe we should probably send Steve Bannon when he goes away, too. And Peter Navarro's prison ID and everything is available just like it is for all federal prisoners. So there's the corrupt FBI deputy talking about how Trump is going to put political prisoners away. How many political prisoners did Trump put away in his 4 years? Zero. How many political prisoners has the Biden administration put away? Thousands and more are still coming. And he goes on MSNBC and says, oh, Trump's going to put his political opposition in prison. Oh, FBI agents are afraid they're going to have to leave the country. Well, let's be clear. There's one of two things happening. Maybe both. One, they're trying to get ahead of this phenomenon and back Trump off, saying, oh, he's going to do this, and then assuming, well, okay, they said I'm going to do this, so now I'm not going to do this to prove a point. So see, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm not a dictator. I'm not going for retribution. I won't put anybody away. Or they truly are scared. The criminals at the FBI, the criminals in the Biden administration really are scared that they're going to finally face justice for the crimes that they've committed. Two things can be true at once. Both of those things, I think, could be true in this phenomenon. But to sit there and Caitlin Collins like nodding her head and oh yeah, there are thousands of political prisoners. I've been one of the Biden administration, and McCabe says Trump is going to have political prisoners. No. If you committed a crime against the country as an FBI agent, as a judge, as whoever, and you face justice. That's not retribution. So I think it's both. I think they're trying to back him off from doing it. But I also think that they might be scared. They genuinely might be scared. I can see that too. Now, the FBI has come out in the Hunter Biden trial now and confirmed what we already knew, that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. Not doctored, nothing fake inside it, all real, 100% confirmed. So that narrative that it wasn't real or that maybe something inside was doctored obviously has now been completely disproven, as if it wasn't already. And guys, I sent this clip to you a little late. Did we happen to pull in the compilation of? So here it is. Let's actually start with the Trump clip. This was Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. This is what they do. This is what the fake news does. Gaslighting Donald Trump, who was the president of the United States at the time. Keep in mind, like Leslie Stahl, a 60 Minutes reporter, is somehow the authoritative figure in the room with Donald Trump. That's the entitlement of these fake news liberal reporters. So here's Leslie Stahl going after Trump on the laptop.
Store. Watch him walk out of a store, and he's walking with ice cream. And the question the media asked him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal.
So,
the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign,
there's
Leslie.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes. And we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it. It's been totally verified.
He's the president.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know.
So there's another clip. I guess we got him confused. There's another clip where she basically denies the Hunter Biden laptop is real. But it's the same thing. Like she's the authority, not the president of the United States. Oh, they didn't spy on you. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop is fake. There's no evidence it's real. Here's the mainstream media. Again, confirmed in a courtroom today, or yesterday rather, confirmed in a courtroom by the FBI. Hunter Biden laptop real. All the content's real. Nothing doctored. Here's the mainstream media lying to you the entire election cycle trying to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Tonight, the Trump campaign is accusing Twitter and Facebook of censorship after the social media companies blocked the spread of an unverified story about former Vice President Joe Biden's son and a laptop allegedly full of his old emails. It's a story raising concerns about whether it's real or just designed to sow confusion in the final weeks of the election.
Experts say it has all the hallmarks of information laundering.
This looks like your classic disinformation campaign.
Eric O'Neill is a former FBI operative.
Steal the information with a cyber attack, get the emails from Hunter Biden's account, and then put them on these laptops that are left at a repair store, and that's how the information is now laundered into the public.
Who do you think is behind this?
Well, the Russians would be my number one
Russians,
guess.
Yeah.
Social media outlets
were
quick to limit the spread of the story. Twitter briefly suspending the accounts of the Trump campaign and White House press secretary after they tried to share it.
Twitter and Facebook have limited the distribution of that Hunter Biden story. And last night, Twitter appeared to suspend the Twitter account of White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany when she tried to share that story.
Damn. You know a story is shady when Facebook is saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe people shouldn't see this.
For a long time, Giuliani has been openly working to dig up dirt and promote disinformation on the Bidens. And now, the Washington Post is also reporting that the intelligence community was so concerned that the Russians were using Giuliani to feed Russian disinformation to the president that they warned the White House about it last year. We're being told by two people who have been briefed on what the FBI is doing is that they're looking into whether these unverified emails about Hunter Biden published by the New York Post about foreign business dealings are part of the bigger Russian disinformation effort, which is well underway in these final days of the 2020 race.
Russian disinformation.
The intelligence community has said for months that Russia is very actively engaged in a disinformation campaign in the 2020 election, in particular against Joe Biden to denigrate his campaign in favor of President
Trump.
So
who's engaged in the disinformation campaign?
I think there are a lot of issues related to this New York Post story.
The FBI, the CIA, the mainstream media.
Referenced the Hunter Biden emails. And as I and several of my former colleagues have pointed out publicly, that it does bear the hallmarks of Russian disinformation.
Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who said this discussion over Hunter Biden and the story that came out in the New York Post that is highly questionable and dubiously sourced is part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Well, what I can tell you for sure is that Rudy Giuliani was the source of this hard drive and this information for the New York Post story. Also, the intelligence community has been saying repeatedly that Rudy Giuliani is the vehicle for Russian disinformation right now about Hunter Biden and the Bidens. To say that there's
so this
no
is all within a month of the 2020 election.
Somehow these emails and text messages or this hard drive is part of a potentially a Russian disinformation campaign doesn't make any sense to me, Hallie.
Hunter Biden story, mm-hmm. which we haven't covered as much for journalistic reasons because of the lack of verification. We don't put unverified disinformation on.
It's not every day where you see a headline like former New York City mayor
president's personal lawyer and longtime friend, White House was warned that Rudy was the target of Russian intelligence operation to feed misinformation to Trump.
My colleagues at the Post reported tonight a pretty explosive story, which is that U.S. intelligence agencies believed that Rudy Giuliani was being worked over by Russian intelligence assets as a conduit to feed misinformation to the president of the United States. Apparently, according to U.S. intelligence, the Russians were onto him and were using Giuliani's interest in Ukraine to feed him misinformation.
Giuliani's interest in Ukraine.
To the president and to try to influence the American political process. And
again, projecting what the Bidens
serious
actually
questions
do.
Questions tonight about whether the Russians are using Rudy Giuliani to interfere in the U.S. presidential election. Alex, there are fears that what Giuliani is
all right,
now
this
pushing
goes on for another 15
States
minutes. I'm not going to spend the rest of the time here covering it. You get the point. But look, this is a huge issue. And I know I'm not, to most of the audience, I'm not telling you anything new. We knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real. We knew the mainstream media is propaganda. But I mean, this really needs to sit in on the American people, folks. Your mainstream media networks, your mainstream media hosts, your FBI, CIA, now turned analysts for mainstream news, are all agents of propaganda. They're all lying to you. They all engage in propaganda campaigns, and they engage in disinformation, and they've been caught yet again. And so to see that compilation, which again, it goes on for more than 20 minutes. I played like 5 or 6 minutes of it. It goes on for 20 minutes, and that's not even all of it. They all lied to you. They all lied to you. They lied to you to meddle in the 2020 election, to influence in the 2020 election. Which is, of course they did. They're trying to win it for Biden. So they lied to you, they engaged in disinformation, and they allowed a criminal family, the Biden crime family, to get into office. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop emails were real. 10% for the big guy. I'm meeting with the Chinese communists. And so on and so forth. And they lied to you so that that criminal family could get into the White House. And they all knew it was a lie. Their job is to lie. Yeah, the American people should be upset. Yeah, the American people should be shocked and horrified at how corrupt our mainstream media is, how disgusting and despicable. Their job is misinformation. And the proof is in the pudding. Not only does it come out that the Hunter Biden laptop is 100% real and all of its content's completely real, they knew it the whole time. Weird stuff coming out about Bo Biden when he was the attorney general in Delaware, making sure that a child sex abuser, a DuPont family heir who was raping his daughter, didn't spend time in prison. He was convicted of a felony sex crime, didn't spend any time in prison because Bo Biden, the attorney general, got him off. You think a deal was cut? Yeah, the Biden crime family knows what they're doing, don't they? Protecting pedophiles? I don't even have a felony, and I spent months in prison. Attorney General Biden made sure a felony child sex abuser didn't spend a day in prison. What more do you need to know about this disgusting political crime family and the media that covers up for them?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalists, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Cent went to Washington, D.C., talking about black entrepreneurs and meeting with Republicans to advance that cause, Democrats. And, of course, the liberals are pissed off about this. He was posing for pictures with Republican members of the House like Lauren Boebert, Anna Paulina Luna. I think we'd all like that. And, of course, House Speaker Mike Johnson and others. And there was a lot of media fanfare. And so Fitty was asked about why he sees black Americans identifying with Trump in this election in clip 17.
Have you made a decision?
I haven't.
What do you think is a significant?
Thank you.
Just the last question. What do you think is a significant African American men in this election?
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I see them identifying with Trump.
Why do you say that?
Because they got RICO charges. And
so because they're going through the corrupt justice system and now they see Trump going through it, and so they identify with Trump. So a lot of fanfare there. And by the way, this is now becoming a regular topic on Joe Rogan's show. Here he is talking about it in a recent podcast.
Seems like there's a candidate that the government really doesn't
want.
Yeah,
there's this one guy. What's his name?
Yeah.
One guy who went to the UFC this weekend and got like a 30-second standing ovation.
We're changing the tone on this. I mean, like, you know, they're doing it. They want to try to make him look like a bad guy, but people just aren't stupid anymore. I mean, there's obviously still like half the country doesn't get it, but.
Yo, so many rappers. So many rappers are showing support for Trump now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Cause now he's got a felony.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, now they realize also he's getting trapped by the system. Just like everybody's been rapping about. Being trapped by the system. This bullshit system. And you watch it happen with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just talking about this. It's like, I don't think they were counting on the black voter being like, hey, they just fucked that guy. That's what they do to us.
Yeah, this is what they do to everybody, and they pretend they're there for you while they're letting in immigrants.
Now, I don't know if Joe Rogan has ever made a presidential endorsement. I could see him endorsing Donald Trump. I could see his first endorsement being Donald Trump and kind of leaning into it like that. Here's what I wonder. Here's what I wonder. And I talk about this a lot. Because we've never seen this from Republicans. Republicans don't strategize. They don't have a game plan. They don't think long term, short term. It's like trying to herd cats. And so because of that, it's very ineffective. If I'm somebody inside of the Republican Party or Trump's campaign, I'm talking to the 50 Cents. I'm talking to the Joe Rogans. I'm talking to all of these other people. I'm talking to The Rock. And I'm like, hey, you know, where are you at right now? Are you thinking about supporting Trump or voting Trump? Maybe they say yes. Maybe they say no. Maybe they say maybe. But you think about it long term and you say, okay, because 50 Cent has already endorsed Trump in the last election. He says, well, I'm not ready to endorse Trump yet. And I start to plan this stuff strategically. And I say, okay, oh, Joe, you're going to vote Trump. Would you mind an endorsement? Okay, I'll give an endorsement. Okay, well, how about, could you endorse Trump maybe like October 15th? Okay, sure, that's fine. 50 Cent. Hey, are you going to vote Trump? You want to endorse Trump? Yeah, I can endorse Trump. Okay, we'd like you to endorse Trump maybe mid-September. And lay it out so that it builds and it builds and it builds until Election Day. Now, is anybody doing that in the Republican Party? I don't know. Probably not. But that would be the strategy that I'd be going with here. That'd be the strategy. By the way, 50 Cent posted this to his social media account from his visit to D.C. today, clip 18.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you were very surprised when you heard for the first time 50 Cent is running for president. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to these debates, some really important issues to address. And I'd love to answer your questions and hear your suggestions.
Listen to this shit.
Now, I propose. I'm not just another politician politicking. It's your boy. 50. Here we go.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was on Capitol Hill today advocating for black entrepreneurs. He stopped by House Speaker Mike Johnson's office, and the two took a moment to pose for this photo together. Jackson was in D.C. meeting other Republican leaders and members of the Congressional Black Caucus, pushing for African-American representation in many business sectors.
Thanks for using your platform to help businesses who would never have
the
ability.
Good to see you, man. Proud of you. Appreciate all of the work that you're doing and the incredible investments that you're making. And we'll be with you through it all. Anything that we can do to amplify the great work that you're doing.
He won't be denied. And when he kicks the door open, all of us coming through that door as business owners, not just consumers.
Today, I went to talk to them about economic opportunities for everybody, and it's really exciting. The response I got makes me feel like that there's bright things ahead.
Vice President Fitty? Vice President Fitty? All right, I'm going to come back to the Vice President debate. So they see 50 Cent, an influential black man, endorsing Trump. This is from years ago, and they get mad. They need the black man to come back to the plantation. So everybody wants to work with 50 Cent. He's got the celebrity power. He's got the influence. He's popular. So do you remember what happened last time he came out and endorsed Trump and the white liberal told him to get back to the plantation? Boy, here's Chelsea Handler. Remember this, clip 19?
You heard about my ex-boyfriend, right, 50 Cent, and his support of Donald Trump.
Yeah, what's going on between you? I saw your tweets, and I go, wait, what's happening? Because you said he was your favorite ex-boyfriend, and then he... What is he doing? Supporting Trump?
Oh, my God. He's supporting Trump.
He says
oh my God.
He doesn't want to pay 62% in taxes, which, by the way, isn't a plan of Joe Biden's. That's
no, it's just the Democrats taxing you in New York.
He doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from being 50 cent to 20 cent. And I have to remind
policy.
Him that he was a
vote
black
Trump.
Person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump.
Pause it. Sorry, shut up. I'm talking about this. Did you hear what she just said? I had to remind him that he was black, and so he can't vote for Trump. What the hell is that? Why would any black American ever vote with the white liberals ever again? The mindset never changed with these people. They want to own you. And the minute you leave the plantation, they say, get back on it, boy. Here, play it again.
That person, so he can't vote for
Rewind it deeper. Rewind it farther. Here we go.
And I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't
what?
Be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him.
Okay, so there you go.
He's worried
That's good.
About his own
That's
personal
good. Pocket. You're black. You can't vote for Donald Trump, says the white liberal. Says the white liberal. Joe Biden, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, says the white liberal. Why any self-respecting black American would vote for a Democrat or liberals ever again blows my mind. But they do still, but the numbers are less and less, and so they're panicking about it. So, hey, oh, we all love 50 Cent. Oh, look, he's helping young black men and entrepreneurs. Hey, look, he's down in Washington, D.C., meeting with people, bringing together black leaders. Hey, this is great. Then he says, hey, I think I'm going to vote Trump. What are you doing, boy? You can't do that, boy. You're black. You don't vote Republican. You vote for us. We own your ass. We're the Democrats. And they crack that whip. Keep talking, Democrats. Keep talking, white liberals. Now, I'm kind of facetiously saying Vice President 50 Cent, but hey, you want to see liberals go into a tailspin of racism? Nominate 50 Cent to be your vice president. I went long on this segment. I'm going to give you a kind of a brief update on where I see the vice presidency race right now on the other side of this break. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters. Be right back.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening.
The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
We'll talk vice president nominations of Donald Trump here. Remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation. We don't have big pharma sponsors or anything like that. We have you sponsoring us by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, if you don't have emergency food supplies, now is the time. You'd rather have them and not need them than need them and not have them. And we have the highest quality supplies at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. 10% off right now on all emergency food supplies from the 1 year to the 6 month to the 3 month to the 4 week or 1 month. All 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. They are ready to ship. When you order them, they're ready to ship, and they come ready to store. So you don't really have to worry about getting them into a storable packaging. They come in a very high-quality storable packaging upon arrival. So ready to ship, ready to store, 10% off emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the water filters as well, 10% off. And that's an emergency supply as well because it's gravity-fed. You don't need electricity, gravity-fed. Water filters, also 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. For me, both of those are must-haves, and we have the highest quality and 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, vice presidency race. Now, I get asked this all the time about the vice president nomination for Trump, and quite frankly, I find vice president commentary to be worthless, to be honest with you, because nobody really knows except Trump. And we can sit here and talk all day about it, and then it'll be somebody we never even mentioned. But I get asked this all the time, and the reason why I also think it's important now, because what the left is doing is attacking Byron Donalds. They are relentlessly attacking Byron Donalds right now. And I see this happening. Now, there could be some problem with Donalds being a representative in Florida. There's some legal debate on that. Maybe we'll ask Bob Barnes coming up next. I think Byron Donalds would be my number one nominee for vice president at this point. He has a great track record. He's extremely smart. He's extremely quick-witted. He's extremely popular. Great on the economy, doesn't put up with the bullcrap from the media. And yes, if you want to play identity politics, maybe he can help bring in the black vote. But the left is relentlessly attacking him right now. And that tells me they're scared of him. And this is beyond just him as a House representative. They're scared if he gets the vice president nominee, they're already hemorrhaging the black vote. And now they're just scared to death that that would cost him even more. Great communicator. Just would be an incredible vice president nominee. Plus he's young. So you're building up your depth chart. You're building up your future political talent in that regard. So to me right now where it stands, I think Byron Donalds might be the best pick. Now, what it comes down to is strategy. I wouldn't even mind. I still wouldn't mind, even though I disagree with a lot of the things he said, I still wouldn't even mind an RFK Jr. for vice president. Wouldn't mind that at all. And I think if you look at, if your strategy is what gets me the most votes, then probably RFK Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard gets you the most votes. Because you got a lot of leftists and a lot of liberals that don't want to vote for Joe Biden, but if they saw a Kennedy or a Gabbard on the ticket, might be willing to vote for Trump. I think if your strategy is what gets me the most votes, that's where you go. Now, would RFK Jr. or Gabbard accept a VP? I don't know. If your strategy is I need to have a VP that's the most hardcore so that they don't take me out, then maybe you're thinking a Vivek Ramaswamy or somebody else that's not even on the list. Mike Lindell? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying if that's your strategy, then you want somebody that they definitely don't want to be president. But I think right now, if you want to just kind of go with the best overall vice president nomination that kind of brings in the most of, from all categories, I think it's Byron Donalds. So that's kind of where I see it at this point. But all the other lists and everything that you see, look, I find the commentary completely worthless. Only Trump knows. Who even knows if he's made up his mind yet? And you can sit here and see a list with 10 names on it. And then none of them will get picked. I mean, the only thing I might be, I mean, I wonder what Vegas has. Maybe Vegas has odds for vice president nomination. That they might, I don't know. I don't follow vice president nominee odds in Vegas. Maybe Bob Barnes does. Maybe we'll talk to him about all this as well. All right. There is a new trend, and that is politicians, specifically on the left, getting called out to their face. This happened on Jimmy Kimmel's set, where Kamala Harris was a guest, or Mamala, as she calls herself. Here's Kamala Harris getting called out on Jimmy Kimmel, clip 8.
Stop the genocide! 15,000 children died because of you! Stop the genocide!
You're a murderer!
15,000 children
died! Kamala Harris!
It's good to have you back.
Stop.
You're interrupting my flow. All right.
Anybody else?
Anyone else has anything to say? This is the time.
1.9 million people.
That's code pink activists confronting Democrats. Protester number two has a Palestinian flag. He's getting assaulted.
No cameras.
Are we,
You're under arrest at the moment, so okay. Please let me have your ID for interfering with a live television broadcast.
It's a crime?
You don't need to see the law. You need to show me the ID.
Oh, I do.
You're under arrest. That's all you need to know. So let me have your ID.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Are you a police officer?
Yes. Are you a police officer? Turn around. Turn around.
Don't touch me.
The venue can detain you with security, but they can't arrest you.
Yes.
I am looking at security here. Building. And it doesn't make any difference. You are under arrest.
It does. We're not under arrest. Can
we? Yeah. That's fine. You can believe what you want. I don't care.
Hey, stand up.
Give me my ID. How dare you?
Multiple code pink protesters there. This security guy here, I don't know if he's for Kimmel or the building or what. He's out of control.
Class traitors!
Now he's choking a guy out. There ended up being dozens of them. I bet that guy gets sued.
Let's go.
Free Palestine.
The protest continues on the street.
Free Palestine.
Oh, and they have the gay flag out there with the Palestinian flag.
From the river to the sea.
So this trend continues. This is a big problem, folks. This is a big problem for the Democrats. And how do you even measure it? We know that the U.S. government is loyal to Israel. Israel is a client state of the military-industrial complex. Israel basically owns our Congress. But at the same time, the Biden administration has the anti-Israel left vote to consider, and they need every vote they can get. And these continued protests and confrontations against the Biden administration is not a good look. So this isn't going to stop anytime soon. The confrontations of the Biden administration funding Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. And this whole game that the Biden administration has tried to pay of paying them lip service isn't really working. Now, we also have a video of Adam Schiff getting confronted. We'll play that in the next segment ahead of Bob Barnes joining us. Talk about free speech and the Supreme Court, maybe vice president odds. We'll get into all kinds of things, food rights, vaccine news. It's all coming up with Bob Barnes this next hour, and we'll see Adam Schiff get confronted in the next segment.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
No way. You're not going to believe who I ran into again. I don't know how I always run into him here. Here's a hint. He's right there. Let me let him finish with the students. Shifty shift, baby. Shifty shift. I'd recognize that pencil neck anywhere. Oh, it's public. Don't worry about it. They should be worried about him, not me. She's not happy. Not happy. Madam Schiff, we meet again. Question, what are you going to do when the attacks on President Trump fail and he's president again and you're brought up on treason charges? What are you going to do then, sir? Anything? Anything? Russia collusion lie? The treason you committed for 4 years. But thank you for saying I'm not a threat. I appreciate it. Traitor, right there, guys. Don't vote for guys like that, guys. To the young people. He's a traitor. I'm not taping them. I'm taping Adam Schiff. Do you want to come on camera, though? Do you want to come on camera? You should know better. First Amendment right. You should understand that. Right, they're in public. So just so you guys know, when you're in public. Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Is something, you seem
really
to be
good.
Like something is wrong.
Nope,
is
I'm
there
perfect.
Something okay?
I'm perfect. No, well, I have a problem with Adam Schiff. I think he's a
okay.
traitor to our country, and I don't like
okay.
teachers saying unconstitutional things to
okay.
the students, so that's
okay.
all.
Well, if you, I mean, has anybody provided you with the number to our special events if you wish to be a demonstrator and,
I'm not,
and
not being
areas
a demonstrator.
They could?
She started
oh,
yelling
okay.
at me.
Oh, okay. When you
so.
Were talking to different groups and kind of attacking them, I thought maybe
I
you were trying to express your First Amendment rights. Is
no.
that what you were doing?
Well, I have a First Amendment right.
Sure, sure. Okay. So can we assist you
nope.
in
good.
Finding you areas you need to go? Because
nope.
what we can have you do
okay.
is attacking people upstairs, because as you believe, and I'm certain you can
who
agree to this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm certain you can agree that you sticking a phone in someone's face as they are walking upstairs
to a representative?
Is dangerous.
Absolutely not.
Do you agree that that's
I don't.
Dangerous?
I don't.
Okay, so as a police officer,
okay.
I believe it's dangerous.
What dangerous
so
to
what,
who? To me?
It, to the safety and well-being of yourself and those around you.
Walking upstairs
so
with
not,
the camera?
Do you think that that's not dangerous?
I don't think that's dangerous.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with some of the rules and regulations
okay.
of the stairs
sure.
and of the media. So let me give you that, which clearly expresses to everyone that that is a dangerous move when you are dangerously provoking somebody and almost knocking them over.
Well, when did
okay?
that happen? I would agree
that.
If that would happen.
Well, I just parked my car, so I don't know who you are
yeah.
or what it is you're
yeah.
doing.
I didn't,
but
knock,
I
didn't
just
touch anyone.
My,
I didn't almost
excuse
knock anyone
me,
over.
I mean,
you said something
speaking.
That wasn't true.
So what I watched you do right here is yeah. run up these steps with your phone in somebody's face.
That's, well,
I'm
you're,
certain
you're
that
put,
since
your,
you have
put your
that,
hand about 4 inches from my face.
Right. So if I were walking up the stairs while you were attempting to navigate stairs, would that not be considered dangerous?
If you're Joe Biden, maybe.
Would
if you can't walk upstairs,
dangerous?
I would say no.
Okay. Well, I would disagree with you,
if
and
you,
I would
look,
ask you to
if
not
if you can't
do
walk again. Upstairs, you shouldn't be a representative of the people.
So I would ask you to not do that again.
Okay.
And if, unfortunately, we catch you doing something unsafe, we're going to have to stop you from doing something unsafe.
Okay.
Okay.
I disagree with your
right.
definition
and we
of
don't
unsafe.
Have to agree.
Yeah.
So we are required
yeah, yeah, yeah.
to be here to
gotcha.
Ensure that the safety of people here, that they can come and visit the Capitol.
Absolutely.
So we
Absolutely.
Believe it's unsafe. These officers will be monitoring that
cool.
to ensure that what you're being
yeah, I don't plan
safe.
To do anything unsafe.
Okay, great.
Yep. Thank
right.
you.
Have a great
and
day.
I appreciate your service. All
great
of
day.
You. I don't like the threatening violation of First Amendments, all of that stuff. That's the only part I don't like. This is the unfortunate thing that you get all the time. You get people in a position of authority who use that authority. And what's crazy too is Adam Schiff intentionally walked up the stairs so that he didn't have to walk and answer my questions. So the stairs are a protection for him. In reality,
that's the great Ben Jerquim from Real America's Voice. Well done there. But see, this is really just more political persecution, where the law enforcement there, and I'm not sure exactly what badge she wears, The only reason she treated him like that is because he has a Trump hat on. Obviously didn't do anything illegal, nothing dangerous, nothing violent, everything perfectly legal, perfectly peaceful, perfectly executed. But because he has a Trump hat, she has to go up there and say, oh, you're dangerous. And this is why the FBI lies about Trump supporters, why Democrats lie about Trump supporters, because they want us to deal with this persecution. They don't want us to exist. They don't want us to have any rights. They want us to be assumed criminal and dangerous and guilty. So, but that was perfectly done.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, really glad to have Bob Barnes with us for the entire hour. He's going to stick around for the whole hour. So I've got so much to talk to with Bob Barnes here with me. So much. We'll talk food rights. We'll talk the latest vaccine news, maybe some vice president stuff, the Hunter Biden case, some Trump case stuff, all of that coming up. But first, free speech is a big issue right now with the Supreme Court, and they're hearing a lot of free speech issues. Unfortunately, they rejected our case. Now, Bob Barnes and his team represent me. The 1776 Law Center represent me and a lot of other constitutional battles in court. So make sure you know about 1776 Law Center and support them. But we got the news not too long ago. The Supreme Court will not hear our arguments. There's very little information we can get about that rejection. But for the first time here with us, Bob, what is your response?
Yeah, so I mean, the media was gleeful that the First Amendment continues to be violated in courts by their reaction to the Supreme Court's decision. So for those, you know, the Supreme Court generally rarely takes any case. Your odds are 100-1 or higher against them taking the case. However, I always tell people, don't worry about whether or not they take a case, because it's an opportunity to educate the Supreme Court, each of the justices, each of their law clerks who are going to go on to positions of power and influence in think tanks, universities, and usually the bench itself down the road, to give them an opportunity to show what's going on and what's going wrong. And often what you'll find, I'll give an example, Jed Rubenfeld and Robert Kennedy for a while have been brainstorming for about a decade now how to go after big tech and the collusive relationship they have with various government agencies in censoring people. And it was Professor Rubenfeld who came up with the idea of reinvigorate the Bantam Books Doctrine, a case the Supreme Court hadn't addressed since then, almost, you know, over 50 years ago. Many federal district courts and appellate courts were saying it didn't apply or was no longer impactful. Well, you know, last week, the Supreme Court of the United States, in ruling against the state of New York, ruled unanimously that Bantam Books is indeed the law of the land and reinforced all of that doctrine that now makes it easier for everybody to sue on First Amendment grounds, and presages a good result of the Missouri versus Biden case. Now, all of their petitions to the Supreme Court that Robert Kennedy had filed, that Jed Rubenfeld had filed, that I had filed, advancing that theory, none of them were taken. However, the idea, we were the only ones articulating these ideas, but those ideas clearly got into the court and was ultimately reflected in the decision of the New York case. So that's what I always tell people. It's always whenever you have the opportunity to say hello to the Supreme Court of the United States and educate them on a significant constitutional problem in the country, don't let the fact that it's very hard for them to get for you to get them to take your case deter you from fighting for that, because there's a very good chance it will impact other cases. It will likely impact the January 6th decisions that the Supreme Court's going to be issuing this month. It will likely impact the presidential immunity decisions. So that's why, you know, you filing that petition and continuing to fight for First Amendment rights is likely going to ultimately result in better First Amendment decisions, better January 6th decisions, better presidential immunity decisions coming down the pipeline very soon. So I knew it was a long shot to get the Supreme Court to take this case, but it was very important to educate them because it will likely impact other cases.
Well, and the media is missing the case, of course. They're misunderstanding why we sent it to the Supreme Court, and so I'm not surprised that they're entirely missing the entire point of that. But people are asking me if there's any other means here or any other methods. And so I don't know if you want to address that. I guess maybe some of these other decisions that might be coming down at the Supreme Court or some other January 6th decisions could end up impacting me in some way, shape, or form. But at the time, there's really no litigation that can advance my cause, unless I'm wrong.
At this moment, it's not evident what additional legal remedies or relief can be sought related to the criminal sentence. I'll give an example. It could be raised as part of the grounds for a future pardon. So that President Trump, who is putting together a pardon committee, recognized this case as one of the abusive cases, as documented and demonstrated in the arguments made in the Supreme Court petition, as reasons to officially say what happened to you was wrong and issue an official pardon that would represent an important vindication of First Amendment principles. That is the most likely next step in that part of your case.
So here's what the media missed. We were arguing that speech that has nothing to do with the offense should be incarceratable or the advancement for sentencing. And so people, in case they don't understand this, and I don't know, maybe those over at Politico and all the other outlets that were writing gleefully that this decision was rejected or this case was rejected by the Supreme Court, we're saying that you should not be able to enhance sentencing for legal, lawful, free speech that has nothing to do with the case. So in other words, when I was being sentenced, they cited things I said on my radio show, on this show, on these airwaves, that had nothing to do with January 6th. Things I said before January 6th that had nothing to do with January 6th. Things I said long after January 6th that had nothing to do with January 6th. And they cited these as somehow offenses that were worthy of incarceration, increasing my sentencing. So that was the purpose of this filing at the Supreme Court.
Oh, precisely. The government was punishing you based on your speech that was unrelated to the crime charged. So for those that don't know, the crime charged was not inciting anything, was not obstructing anything. It was solely a trespass charge. So the fact that you have a trespass charge has nothing to do with your speech. And this has been litigated by the courts over the years. And the court's decisions over the years have made clear there has to be a nexus between the alleged offensive speech and the crime in order for the speech to be a basis of a criminal sentence. And here there wasn't. And the district court didn't find any. The Court of Appeals didn't find any. They just dodged and evaded the issue. And so the Supreme Court didn't take it up. But at some point, you will likely see the logic of the arguments we made represented in future decisions, because we're clearly right on the First Amendment. It's very dangerous when we basically impose a social credit score system through criminal punishment and criminal prosecution. We say you're being prosecuted, say, for some minor crime, but the real basis of the reason why we chose to prosecute you is because of your speech, is because of your press. And the same is true of the sentencing. The reason why we're asking for a certain kind of sentence, a certain kind of punishment, is solely and wholly because of your speech, even though it has nothing to do with the crime alleged. And that is a very precarious precedent because it would offend core First Amendment principles. What it would do effectively is give the U.S. government the power to use criminal prosecutorial and criminal punishment power to go at, to impose a social credit score on people. To say you violated this part of the social credit score, so now you're going to be subject to criminal prosecution where you wouldn't have been if your speech was different. I mean, and there was the selectivity in the prosecution and the selectivity in the punishment. There was retaliation in the prosecution. There was retaliation in the punishment. All of that offends and violates core First Amendment freedoms. That's why it was important to advance and advocate in your case, to continue to do so with President Trump in the pardon context down the road, to establish the precedent that this is offensive to the First Amendment. And you would think that they would not be cheering something that could later on be used against them. But now that McCabe and these other folks are starting to wake up that they're setting precedents that could be turned back on them, they're suddenly sounding the sirens of warning signs, of warning alarms of Trump's presidency, because they're the ones that have established these bad precedents. So we continue to fight for the Constitution no matter who it is on behalf of. And what took place here and what they tried to dodge and evade in the press coverage was the fact that this was a core First Amendment issue. First Amendment issues in the prosecution, First Amendment issue in the punishment, that the only reason why you were ever prosecuted, the only reason why you were ever sentenced was solely because of your speech, even though speech had nothing to do with the crime charge. That violates the First Amendment.
All right, I don't want to spend the whole time on my case. There's other cases, important cases at the Supreme Court, where you do have a lot of experience, by the way, at the Supreme Court. The Missouri versus Biden case, Trump's immunity case. Where do you think we're going here?
I think we're going to get very good decisions. I think that the effect of all of these cases coming before the Supreme Court, your case, the January 6th cases, the presidential immunity cases, combined with all of the craziness we're seeing by Jack Smith in the Florida case, by the Georgia prosecutors that in a case that's now stayed pending appeal, in the New York case, the government would have been better off. The Biden administration would have been better off, and the Democrats would have been better off if Trump had been acquitted in New York. If he'd been acquitted in New York, it might have changed the degree of commitment of the swing votes on the Supreme Court on the January 6th obstruction charges and on the presidential immunity case. We already saw it reflected in an extraordinary broad ruling in favor of free speech against the state of New York and the NRA. And you have to wonder whether that was played into it. But now that they're seeing how insane the New York criminal prosecution was and the result that it created, they're under massive pressure to issue the most expansive, broad ruling and interpretation of Article 2 in the impeachment clause to prohibit, to say, look, you just can't prosecute the president, period, unless you first impeach and convict him. Because otherwise we give the power of the executive branch into the extortionate hands of any prosecutor around the world. And I mean, because not just in the United States, but around the world, they could prosecute. Plenty of countries that would like to indict George W. Bush. Plenty of countries that would like to indict Barack Hussein Obama. Plenty of countries that would like to indict Joe Biden. And we have extradition treaties with many of those countries. The only reason they couldn't be extradited would be if you had a broad immunity ruling. The only way you prevent what's happening right now in the lawfare against Trump from reoccurring is a broad immunity ruling. So I think they're definitely going to say there's immunity. The only question is how broad they give that immunity to President Trump.
Yeah, so could it apply to all the cases or maybe just a select few since they're trying to bring up so many? The funny part about that is it looks like they're about to fail in Georgia and in Florida. It looks like both of those cases are falling apart. The only hook they have now into Trump is in New York, which brings me to that case. So maybe you've seen the clips of the lefties on TV that hate Trump and they get asked, hey, can you cite the crime Trump committed? And they weeble wobble all over the place, not able to cite the crime. And then every time they take a turn, it ends up hurting their case because they realize, well, wait, I think he committed this federal crime. Well, then why did it happen in the state court? I'm at the gym last night and people just know I'm into politics, normies, and they'll just bring up something political just to start a conversation. They'll say, oh yeah, do you think Trump's going to jail? I'm like, yeah, probably 51% they'll put him in jail. Like, yeah, he's a convicted felon. I'm like, well, it's all bullcrap. And they're like, and they don't understand. And so I try to explain to them how, because I'll say, well, what crime did he commit? And it's amazing watching how the propaganda works. And they say, oh, hush money. And I'm like, well, what's the crime? What's hush money is just a word. It's like a bad word. Like, what's the actual crime? And they're like, well, he was hiding money. I'm like, well, how is he hiding money if it's public record? Like, well, he was trying to, you know, it was a federal election crime. I'm like, well, then why isn't it in the New York State court? So try, explain this from as base legal language that the lay person can understand how illegitimate this case against Trump is and what is the actual charge?
Well, in essence, they decided, you know, what would happen if they took Beria's principal, the former KGB head for Stalin, who said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. They took that principle and they combined it with Kafka's The Trial, where he spent the entire trial trying to figure out what he's actually being accused of. And they're like, what if we combine these into one and we can have it, you know, in live time? They basically said, okay, Trump's the man. We'll find the crime, but we'll borrow from Kafka. We won't say what the crime actually is. And the judge even instructed the jury they didn't have to determine what the underlying crime was, that they didn't have to determine it beyond a reasonable doubt, that they didn't have to have unanimity in it, and that it could be one of many crimes. But just take a guess. There's the man. You find the crime. That's basically what the instruction was to the jury. So, I mean, technically they've charged a misdemeanor for a inaccurate bookkeeping record that they said was intended to cover up another crime. And that the crime was interfering in a New York election. But the only way you can interfere in a New York election is you have to have another underlying crime as an element. And that's the one where he said, just guess. Maybe it's taxes. Maybe it's federal elections. Maybe it's something else. Just guess. Don't worry about it. Just, we've showed you the man. Now give us the crime. And that's basically what they did. And that's why it offends every constitutional principle known to man. And that's why nobody can explain. That's why, like, I'll talk to people who say, oh, presidential immunity can't impact this. This is for stuff he did at the time of the election. It's like, no, it isn't. All of the crime charged, all of the facts charged about the crime are after he was president. They don't even know that. Your typical Democrat doesn't even know that. They think there was something illegal about hush money, about doing a non-disclosure agreement, about being the victim of extortion. It's not. There's nothing illegal about that at all. And they, of course, don't have jurisdiction to charge a federal election crime. So instead, they just said, well, he put this book entry in for his own internal books. This has never been done in the history of New York. This is a rule intended for when you're trying to defraud creditors, when you're trying to defraud customers, when you're trying to defraud the market. This was a private company. So this was just an internal entry for his own internal bookkeeping. It had nothing. No one else looked at it. So
the only fraud that took place was Cohen stealing money from Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was the only evidence they had that Trump even knew about the bookkeeping entry was from Cohen. And it was an incredulous statement that with an 86-second conversation where Cohen was complaining about a 14-year-old pranking him, that somehow he had an extended conversation with the president about how all of this was going to work. The bookkeeper who actually booked the entry testified at trial that Trump had nothing to do with the determination. She said that, you know, she said, look, it was a legal invoice. We paid it. There is no hush money option, right? There's no non-disclosure option when you're doing your little QuickBooks entry. There's no victim of extortion option listed for Trump to put in his internal books. So it had absolutely nothing to do with any of it. I mean, the judge even instructed him maybe there was a tax crime involved. They would have charged a tax crime. There was no tax crime. He didn't even take it as a deduction. So there was nothing to do with it. He overpaid his taxes in New York. So, I mean, it was all based on frivolity. There was no evidence Trump even knew about the bookkeeping entry. The bookkeeping entry had no public consequence. The bookkeeping entry was consistent with GAAP principles. It's how you would, even if you do a non-disclosure agreement, that is frequently paid through lawyers that you list as a legal expense. And in fact, it is a legal expense. It's a legal expense because of this person extorting you. This is not uncommon at all. So the idea that there was something wrong about that was they had no accounting testimony at all at trial that there was anything wrong with that accounting entry from an accounting set of principles. There was no evidence that Trump knew about the bookkeeping entry. So that by itself defeated the entire case, least of all the allegation that he somehow interfered in the New York election. What New York election? So it was the election for the president? Was that the New York election? New York voted for Hillary by a huge margin. So how did he impact the New York election? Not only that, the judge prohibited the actual election expert from testifying that would have told the jury it could not have impacted the election because that payment would have only been required to be due after the election was already over. And the judge said, oh, no, that's legal matters. I'm not going to allow that expert to testify. Then he turned around and told the jury, actually, it's not a legal matter. It's a matter of fact. And you can conclude Trump is guilty. I mean, it was a show trial on top of a show trial on top of a show trial. And it was a show trial that married Beria's principle of show me the man, I'll find you the crime, with Kafka's The Trial. We got to see it in live time. But, of course, in so doing, it violated New York law. It violated the U.S. Constitution. And sooner or later, that verdict has to be vacated just as a matter of principle. But the Supreme Court could simplify it by simply coming in and saying, look at all this nonsense. We're just going to grant broad immunity. And the immunity would impact every single case because every single case charges Trump primarily with doing something while he was president, including the classified documents case. So if they issue any immunity ruling that says Trump has more immunity than the D.C. court said he did, then that will be independent grounds to completely vacate the New York verdict, completely vacate any future Georgia case, completely vacate both the Florida and D.C. federal cases. So hopefully the Supreme Court realizes how dangerous this is. And I think Democrats gloating and running around saying convicted felon and putting on this show trial to the embarrassment of the entire, you know, the constitutionally conscientious legal world is going to put pressure on Kavanaugh and put pressure on Roberts, the two likely swing votes on this issue, to issue a broad, expansive immunity decision to prevent this from happening. And they have to save the court. If the judicial branch wants to salvage the judicial branch, its credibility, its integrity, its independence, then it has to issue a broad ruling for President Trump, or otherwise they endanger that institution in the court of American public opinion.
So it sounds like you think the Supreme Court decision will impact this case more so than the appellate process. He's not going to, I doubt the Manhattan appellate court is going to grant him any favors. The Supreme Court might, but you think that the other case in front of the Supreme Court will click into play before that. When it comes to Trump's sentencing, I would say 51, because the question isn't, oh, are the Democrats bold enough to put him in prison? The answer to that is yes, absolutely they are. The question is more, are they trying to measure it and not help him on the campaign trail? Or do they just, is it such a sexual experience for them to see him in prison that they're just going to do it anyway? I'd say 51% they put him in prison or put him in jail. What do you think?
Well, the immunity decision could derail it all. Because if they issue a broad immunity decision, then Trump's people go in and say, you got to vacate the verdict, Judge. And even if they issue a limited immunity decision, a limited immunity decision would say that the president is immune for presidential acts and that a court has to go through an indictment and present evidence at trial that rules out anything that was a presidential act. Well, this judge never did that. This judge never applied that. So that would be independent grounds to vacate the verdict. And then you have a situation of, does the New York trial court ignore the Supreme Court of the United States, create a direct confrontation and conflict with the Supreme Court of the United States? So that, because that would be going another perilous path on the Democratic side of the aisle. So that's the big hurdle they got to clear first, because that decision is coming down before sentencing day. The second aspect will be, let's assume for whatever reason, the district court ignores it. The Supreme Court issues a decision that somehow doesn't impact it, both improbable. Then it goes to the question you ask, is what is the judge's goal? That you're right, a judge as rogue as this would typically issue an incarceration sentence, even though that violates New York sentencing guidelines and would be an abuse of discretion under New York law. Normally, you would just get probation for this. But I think the judge's objective is to impact the court of public opinion. And if he doesn't sentence Trump, then the appeals courts have less jurisdiction to get involved real quickly. So I think that the judge will issue a sentence, but then suspend the sentence so that it will limit.
All right, we're up against the break. We'll finish this on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got caught off by the break there. Yeah, Hillary Clinton comparing you voting for Biden to somebody storming the beaches of Normandy. They've completely lost the plot. But what do you expect from these deranged, lunatic liberals? VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com, a great way to support my guest Bob Barnes. You can find him on X at Barnes_law. Of course, he runs the 1776 Law Center, doing great work as well. We can get some updates on some of those cases, too. But just to finish up, you got cut off by the break. You believe that the Supreme Court ruling will come into play before the sentencing that could potentially incarcerate Donald Trump.
Yeah, the immunity decision could vacate the entire verdict and at a minimum require the judge to go back and redo the whole process all over again, in which it's highly unlikely any trial occurs prior to Election Day. So that's probably Trump's best current option. The second one is the best reason why he may not get any sentence is because if the judge issues a sentence and doesn't suspend the sentence, if he says, for those that don't know, what a judge can do is say, I hereby sentence you to 4 years in state prison, but I suspend the sentence pending good behavior, in essence. It's kind of like probation. It's a unique option that state courts have. That's not really an option in federal court. And so the judge could do that. And the reason why the judge would have an incentive to do that is that that limits Trump's appellate options. If the judge issues any kind of incarceration sentence that's not suspended and he orders it Trump to serve it immediately, then that gives Trump the right to seek a stay of sentence or bail pending appeal. Then he can seek if that's denied, he can seek it directly from the appellate division of New York. He can then, if that's denied, seek it from the Supreme Court of New York. He can also go up through the appellate chain and seek it directly from the Supreme Court of the United States. But the other aspect is this, as Professor Eastman has noted, if there's any incarceration sentence imposed, Trump can file an original writ of habeas corpus before the Supreme Court of the United States. It's one of the few cases where they have original jurisdiction and don't have to wait for an appeal to hear a case. But what triggers that is a sentence of imprisonment. And so because literally habeas corpus is the state has my body, free my body. So a reason why the New York state court judge may not want that is he may not want to be immediately overturned on before the election. I think what the judge wants is to impact the election. Best way he can impact the election is to not give Trump an easy, quick access to the Supreme Court of the United States. So that's why I think he'll avoid it. But you never know. He's nuts. And he's so nuts.
No doubt about that.
That he might do that. Yeah.
Well, and I think whether he's nuts or not, too, the Democrats, they bought and paid for the family. I mean, the daughter's making tens of millions of dollars. It'll be hundreds of millions when it's all said and done. I mean, this deal is so corrupt. It's unbelievable. And then watching the media spin it like, oh, Judge Cannon is corrupt, because I think she's probably actually doing a neutral job. She's actually doing her job as a judge. She's the corrupt one, but the totally bought and paid for judge in New York, he's the one that's doing the good job. I mean, that coverage has been spectacular.
Well, there's a lot of confession through projection. They show how much what they accuse Cannon of is what they know the D.C. judge and the New York judges are guilty of. The New York federal judge and the bogus sexual assault case, the New York state judge and the bogus civil fraud case, and this New York judge and the bogus criminal case. That what they accuse Cannon of is them confessing through projection their own crimes,
yeah.
Illegality. I mean, Cannon, in fact, has, in my view, been too moderate. And I mean, a real conscientious court would have dismissed this case, these cases from the
completely get-go. Agree, 100%. She's put if she did have any politics involved, she's truly put it aside and said, "Look, I'm going to make sure nobody thinks I'm biased, and I'm going to hear everything from both sides." Because this case is so illegitimate at this point, and it comes out to their hearing the other day. Jack Smith isn't even legitimate. This whole special counsel isn't even legitimate.
Oh, completely. I mean, it would be like what prohibits the janitor, a janitor that works for the federal government, from going into a grand jury and indicting someone. It's the constitutional, it's the appointments clause of the United States Constitution. It says only people that are appointed through the appointments clause can have that kind of power. That's why the janitor may be a federal employee, but he doesn't have that power because he hasn't been appointed and given it to him. Jack Smith was never appointed. He was never appointed by the president with consent of the Senate to do anything. Every other special counsel in the past has been someone who was already a United States attorney who had already been appointed by the president with the consent of the Senate. Jack Smith never was, because they needed somebody that was willing to blow up his whole reputation to rig a case against Trump. And that's why they picked a guy from the International Criminal Courts who has a long history of covering up some of the worst corruption in the world, including human trafficking activities and selectively politically targeting various people to the International Criminal Court. So they picked the guy. I mean, remember how he was shaking at the press conference. So the guy's a total puppet of the deep state. That's why he was picked. He just wasn't picked constitutionally. That means the search warrants that were issued were unconstitutional. The grand jury indictments were unconstitutional. The efforts to intimidate other witnesses and indict other defendants, also unconstitutional. And that's why the whole case should be thrown out on the federal side in D.C. and Florida on those grounds alone. I mean, they have gone to such extraordinary lengths to eviscerate every legal constitutional protection available to President Trump just to get Trump. And what we're seeing is the consequences of that is going to force the Supreme Court of the United States to try to remedy it without letting the judiciary of the United States become a disgrace to the world.
Well, and they've already put us on the brink of that, if not pushed us over the ledge. You've got some other important cases going on right now. I've got some other vaccine news, so I'll hold off that for the next segment. What about the right to food that we have going on in Pennsylvania? Where are we at on that?
So the 1776 Law Center sponsored a national poll and survey by Richard Barris of People's Pundit Daily, Big Data Poll, the most accurate pollster for a decade predicting elections in the United States, including predicting Trump in 2016 and a bunch of other ones. He did a survey to look at how popular is food freedom in America? How popular is medical freedom in America? And the question on food freedom was, do you believe you should have a right to buy food directly from the producer of that food, directly from the farmer, without any government permission? And the answer was overwhelmingly Americans across all parties, all ideologies, all ages, all demographics, all regions, all races, all religions. Overwhelmingly, nearly 80% of Americans support food freedom, support a right. In fact, more than half believe in it so strongly, it's a top issue for them. That more than half say they will vote for a candidate just on the basis of them supporting food freedom. And so the food freedom issue is under assault everywhere. In Amos Miller's case, it's under assault, the Amish farmer, Amos Miller, organicfarm.com, because they're trying to prohibit, as we talk, they're trying to prohibit him from selling any of his food anywhere. They've not only that, they've issued a destruction order that he is prohibited from having his own food that he farmed be fed to his own family, be fed to his own animals. They're telling him he can't even use his own farmed food to feed his own pigs. That's how insane, that's how the power grab they're engaging in. And he's sort of the tip of the spear in the same way that everything that happened with Alex Jones in the social media context and Lawfare was the tip of the spear and a preview for what they were going to do to other people. Same is true for Amos Miller. They're trying to shut down farmers all around the world. Massive protest in Western Europe. Protest out in Oregon. They're trying to use the bird flu as the latest excuse to go in and force farmers to put vaccines, so-called vaccines,
yep,
into our food supply, yep, without our informed consent. So it's Amos Miller's case is one of the biggest cases, and smart politicians will start campaigning on food freedom because it's a big issue across America.
Well, that's a perfect segue as we go to break. Final segment coming up. That's a perfect segue into the vaccine cases you're handling, because I think with this issue, with the bird flu and the animal vaccinations, I think the two things are tied.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Sale is live. 40% off top rated, top selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Bob Barnes is my guest. And I want to kind of tie these two issues together. I do want to try to squeeze in a question about the vice president potential here. But dealing with the vaccines, I know you're in court fighting for vaccines, fighting for food freedom. And maybe the two are starting to become intertwined because they want to inject vaccines now into all animals because of this bird flu scare. And a lot of the commentary I see is, oh, they're bringing the pandemic back for bird flu. I disagree. I don't see it going there. They don't want to do that to Biden. And I think that the angle that you're going with, that they want to force vaccines into the animals now, I think that that's the true angle. And so how do these two paths emerge as you're literally in court fighting for food freedom and for medical freedom right now?
Big ag and corporate food with all their ultra processed foods, with all their additives and preservatives and fertilizers and chemicals, everything they like to inject into our food. As Bill Gates recently said, we got to get rid of all the cows and give people fake meat instead. And he, of course, is investing in farmland, which means he's buying up that farmland so it can't be farmed, while he's a big investor in Beyond Meat and these fake meats. And part of it is their goal to control food is to control us as a population, but now they're adding a component to it. By controlling food, they can use it to put vaccines into our bodies without informed consent by having those vaccines in the meat and in the food supply itself. And they're using it for two purposes. One, to have mass surveillance. They're requiring farmers to spy on everybody that comes into contact with their food and report it to the government, using it to drive out small farmers wherever they can, but also using it as a test to see how much they can control what goes. Ultimately, it's to control our bodies. I mean, that if you don't control your own body, then what do you own? I mean, you're chattel at that point. And that's what both food freedom and medical freedom are about. I should control what food I eat. I should control what medicines go into my body or not, not the government. And they want complete control by hook or by crook. And so I think that's what you're seeing in that context is it's another way to try to force the Bill Gates dystopian control grid on all of us using our food supply to do it.
Well, I mean, the concept here, I mean, this is so antithetical to the American lifestyle that you can't even just be a farmer, live off your own land without government intervention and interference. I mean, that is just so criminal. And I mean, like you said, it turns you into chattel. So, oh, you're going to be forced to take a vaccine. Oh, by the way, we're going to force your animals to take a vaccine too. And then boom, the government owns you. The government owns you with these dictates. And so, we're going to continue to follow those cases as you're fighting for both food and medical freedom right now, folks. That's why it's important to support the 1776 Law Center and all the work that Bob Barnes is doing over there. Very important. You can also support him at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Now, I'm curious, as we get more of this vaccine news, here's two stories just in the media today. Chiefs B.J. Thompson suffers seizure, goes into cardiac arrest during a team meeting. This guy's 25 years old, star athlete. And then this is mainstream news now. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. How does this stuff impact your case?
We'll see, because right now we represent Brooke Jackson, bringing the biggest and most significant and consequential case against the COVID vaccines. She was the one who figured out that Pfizer was up to systemic fraud in the clinical trials, reported it to the government. Both Bill Barr and Joe Biden's Justice Department hid it from the world for about a year, until she just blew the whistle on all of it publicly. And then we filed suit. And on the eve of having a hearing about whether we were going to finally get discovery, the Biden administration made a last-minute appearance and asked the judge, please dismiss this case. And their only grounds to dismiss the case, this is a billion-dollar fraud against the American people, that is the main means by which there could be any financial recovery against the big vaccine makers for the fraud that they committed and the injuries they inflicted. Well, and their only excuse was our official government position is that the vaccines are safe. That was it. And it's like, but not that the actual vaccines were safe. Nobody would say anything under penalty of perjury in the case saying the vaccines were safe or effective. They just said our official government position is this. And what they're really telling the judge is, hey, it's election season. We don't want this to impact negatively Joe Biden. So please get rid of this case before the world finds out the scale and the scope of the most harmful public health fraud in world history. And the judge is currently deciding whether or not we get to go forward or not because the late government request. And in fact, it turned out the lawyer on the case for the Justice Department is connected to Big Pharma. Used to work at big corporate law firms connected to Big Pharma.
Oh.
Has family and friends connected to Big Pharma. I mean, it's extraordinary. Pfizer is the biggest drug dealer in the history of man, the biggest criminal drug dealer in the history of man. There's no drug cartel anywhere in the world that can compare to Pfizer. Like, I hear President Trump saying, we got to have the death penalty for drug dealers. Well, how about a financial death penalty for the people putting out these vaccines that have inflicted far more injuries than any drug ever has? That's who we need to have consequences for. That's who we need to have remedies for. That's who we need relief for. In fact, 1776 Law Center, as part of that poll, asked people, do you support ending any immunity of drug companies for the injuries their vaccines cause. Again, massively, overwhelmingly, the American people support it across region, race, and religion, across party, ideology, and any demographic trait you could get. It's a huge winner for anybody who runs on it out there at any level of government that drug companies are should not be above the law for the injuries they inflicted. It's something that would help President Trump if he ran on that agenda to further buttress his support for 2024. But it shows part of the problem. I mean, this was the biggest scandal ever, and just now they're finally starting to admit it, but they're trying to make sure their courts are closed from this being adjudicated before a jury.
All right, last minutes left here. I did a little VP commentary earlier. I think my choice pick at this point would be Byron Donalds. There might be a problem there because he lives in Florida. That's Trump's current residence. I don't know how easy it would be for Trump maybe to change his residence to like Trump Tower, Chicago or something. Where do you see the vice presidency race for Trump's nomination standing right now?
There's a big internal battle inside the Trump campaign that's been going on for months between the populist wing that's supporting the president, people like Don Jr. and others, and the establishment wing of people that are supporting the president. The establishment wing wants him to pick Tim Scott, a big neocon war whore, Marco Rubio, another neocon war whore, or somebody like that, Elise Stefanik, who's very mediocre from New York, somewhat of that character. The populist camp wants him to pick somebody like J.D. Vance, somebody like Ben Carson, somebody like Byron Donalds, somebody like Matt Gaetz, somebody along those lines. And this decision will have a huge impact on President Trump. If he picks someone like Tim Scott or Marco Rubio,
Mike Pence 2.0.
Not only that, it's a death warrant. I mean, it is what it is. He'll have two choices then. Either he plays along with the deep state and doesn't challenge them, or his life is in imminent jeopardy. There's just the deep state loves Tim Scott. They love Marco Rubio. They would see it as an extortionate control mechanism over Trump because they could take him out at any time knowing one of those people was there. These are worse than Mike Pence level people. So, hopefully President Trump, a lot of pressure from the establishment wing for him to pick one of those people. It was what derailed the Reagan administration. Reagan's choosing George Poppy Bush derailed the populist side of Reagan's agenda. If Trump picks Scott or Rubio.
And then they tried to shoot him.
He puts his election in danger. He puts his administration in danger.
But they shot Reagan when Bush was VP.
Correct. I mean, if he wants to protect his administration, his campaign, and his life, he cannot pick Tim Scott or Marco Rubio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on what Trump's strategy is, what he's weighing as, what's the most valuable. Is it what can pull in the most voters, or what voters are the most available for me to pull in? Or is it, I need to have somebody that they want to be president less than me, like maybe a Vivek Ramaswamy to an extent. Bob Barnes, always great to get your wisdom here on the show. One last time, where's the best people to support your legal work and follow you?
Yeah, if they want to follow any of these cases involving medical freedom, financial freedom, political freedom, or food freedom, 1776lawcenter.com. That's where we'll have news updates, court documents, transcripts, opportunities to get involved, all of that, 1776lawcenter.com.
All right, we take a 21-hour break for the InfoWars War Room. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you.
you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.